My friends, if I were to ask you about Catholic saints, and I were just to give you a few hints, would you know who they are? So if I were to ask you who the saint that loves nature and loves animals, who would you guess? Correct. Saint Francis of Assisi. What about a saint who's a pope, who's traveled all over the world, who inspired everyone, who even brought down communism? Would you know who that is? That would be Pope Saint John Paul II. What about a saint who is small and she calls herself the Little Flower? Would you know who she is? Saint Therese. What about another saint that worked in the slums of India and inspired the whole world with charity? Who would you guess? Of course, Saint Teresa of Calcutta. What about another saint who was given the keys of heaven and tried to walk on water with Jesus? That would be Saint Peter. Who would be the saint that would be the master and the one who inspired and started devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary? Okay, crickets, you don't really know. It doesn't come to mind immediately. Yes, my friends, that is Saint John Newts, a saint whose work, the Admirable Heart of Mary, we will be getting to know in a whole series of videos that I have the joy and the gift of presenting to you. So stick with me as we present this beautiful book and an overview of it. My friends, as I always like to do, let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. St. John Newts, pray for us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I mentioned in the introduction, we are getting to know St. John Newts, the master of the Immaculate Heart, the one through whom God allowed us to get to know this beautiful teaching of the Catholic Church in much more depth. And so this is a very general overview of the whole book. I'm wanting to cover everything so we get kind of like a bird's eye view and we can understand what we're about to unpack. Now, he divides the book into 10 sections, one looking at the heart itself, what does it mean when we speak of heart, and then its four foundations, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the Blessed Mother herself. Then he goes into how we can devote ourselves and how we can pray and have devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And lastly, he goes into her Magnificat, unpacking this song that she sings in the Gospel of Luke, and showing how this reflects something of this Admirable Heart, or the Immaculate Heart, that he's speaking of. Now going into a little bit more detail in each part. So part one, he talks about the Heart of Mary itself. What does he mean by heart? The different parts of this sort of spiritual term that he uses, so that he will kind of lay this initial foundation for the rest of the book. Now in parts two and three, he speaks about God the Father as a foundation, how we can see from his love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary that we should have a love for her as well. So he does this in part two and three by giving us 12 different images that God has laid out in all of nature that are reflections of Mary's Immaculate Heart. 6 in part two, 6 in part three. In parts four and five, he goes through Jesus' main teachings, and he shows how Mary perfectly reflects these teachings of Jesus in her Admirable and Immaculate Heart. Now in parts 6 and 7, he shows how the Holy Spirit is a foundation for us loving the Immaculate Heart of Mary. First, in how he inspired these certain prophecies of who Mary would be in Scripture, and then in part 7, in our sacred tradition. In part 8, he speaks to us about the fourth foundation, the Blessed Mother herself, and why we should be devoted to her Admirable and Immaculate Heart because of the great holiness that she has. And he goes on to explain this with much more detail. In part 9, St. John Newts shows us how to have devotion to the Admirable Heart of Mary, and promises associated with this devotion. Finally, in part 10, he goes over the Magnificat, which is the Latin name for the song that Mary sings when her cousin Elizabeth comes to her, and she's inspired by the Holy Spirit, and she goes into this long praise of God. He unpacks it and shows us the inner workings of the Admirable Heart of Mary. My friends, this is just a brief overview, kind of a roadmap for the whole of this book, and I hope you stay with me in this beautiful journey that we're about to undergo. Have a beautiful day.